Your hometown news station, AM 1300, KGLO, and we are streaming online at KGLOAM.com. It's time for the Corporate Farmer Program, and let's check in with Chad Hansen on a Corporate Farmer. Chad, how are you today?
Oh, wonderful. How about yourself?
Oh, doing fantastic. Yeah, just enjoying the month of October. I liked the warm stuff, and I don't even mind this milder kind of weather we're getting right now.
It's been interesting, though, hasn't it? I mean, it was warm for sure this weekend and dry. By golly, you can say dry again because it was dry. I was trying to do some yard work, and it took me a couple days just to blow my nose out of all the dust and crap that I think I collected trying to work out there. So it was nice to see some moisture, and a little bit of rain is going to help settle some of that. Unfortunately, I don't know what did they call for here around the area for amount of precipitation.
Not much.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I mean, it didn't seem like it really amounted to as much as we were all hoping for. Probably no more than just to settle the dust for a few days here, and we're going to still need some moisture. But you know, not going to slow down any of the activity out in the fields. I know that they're making great progress that way, and we're seeing fewer and fewer unpicked fields at this point in time. You know, for some people, getting things wrapped up. For others, they probably still have several weeks or a month, you know, to kind of go here. But you know, it's been hard to complain about how the weather's treated things as far as the farmers being able to stay active and combine and get fall harvest wrapped up.
Yeah, I know last Friday night I was broadcasting a football game over in western Dubuque, and there was a haze. I call it the harvest haze over the football field. There were so many combines working the fields around that stadium area. You could just see the haze in the air, and that was probably pretty common all over the state of Iowa.
Oh, haze, and I think everybody holds their breath a little bit. Hopefully not too much smoke and fire. You know, I know there's been a few of those combine fires and things, you know, around this area, and, you know, that the fire people have been kind of, you know, warning against, you know, doing anything to start any fires or anything because of how dry it was and stuff. So,
true.
Fortunately, I don't think there's as many as it could have been. But yeah, it's definitely been a haze all over the state, and I'm sure you get out like I do, so you see it every night, just kind of that cloud hanging, you know, over the horizon.
Yeah,
so,
you can see it on your car when you leave and your windshield. And
oh, just breathe it in. I couldn't believe just getting in my vehicle, and it's like you can just smell the dust in the air. So, yeah, but it's neat to see the changing of the leaves and everything. It's kind of that beautiful time of the year to be out and about. And like you said, not going to complain about these temperatures, you know, sitting at the ball game last Friday night. You know, high school football, and, you know, you can be in short sleeves. I'm going to sign up for that every October for sure.
Me too. I'm right there with you for sure. Hey, Chad, well, what's going at the office today? Here we are winding out October, heading toward November. What are we thinking?
Yeah, maybe not so focused on ag. I think in general it's been pretty well publicized, right, of the adjustments that are coming for 2023 when you look at those inflation numbers and adjusting some of the limits, the tax brackets, all those different things that are factored for inflation. And I think in general, you know, we talk about reevaluating game plans and stuff, and I think you know, whether you're in agriculture or not, it's time to kind of maybe revisit some of your plans. And I'm going to guess if you have, you know, some listeners that, you know, maybe contribute to a retirement account or, you know, some of these other things that are going on in their lives with COVID and just kind of forget and forget, you know, set it and forget it type of approach. They probably haven't looked at any of these things or talked to their financial advisor or reevaluated their plan in several years, maybe a long time if they really think about it. And, you know, I mean, when inflation is very low, it probably isn't as big a deal. But now that you haven't really done anything in 5-10 years, and inflation starts to creep up and we see these numbers jump, like, you know, for instance, you know, a couple $1,000 increase in the maximum contribution to a 401k plan, you know, $500 increase in the maximum contribution to an IRA or a Roth. You know, we're talking about significant dollar amounts. This isn't a few bucks here, a few bucks there type thing. And I think it's, you know, a chance now as we approach the end of the year for everybody to kind of think about those things again. You know, for the average, you know, worker, it's going to mean maybe talking to HR. Maybe if you're contributing to an IRA or Roth, that means that you need to reach out to your financial planner. And typically you probably involve your tax person, you know, your CPA, your attorney maybe in some of these kind of financial decisions. And so, you know, before things are too late and you've already turned the calendar to 2023, I think it's time to kind of reevaluate some of those things and see where you're at, see if it still makes sense. Because, you know, obviously, you know, inflation allows for us to contribute more to, say, the 401k there at work. But also it impacts the plans we made years ago on how much income and resources we're going to need at retirement, because those dollars aren't worth as much. And so, you know, we talk all the time, again, about, you know, the farming side of thing and our kind of game plan there. And I think, you know, that's something that needs to be shared with people that are outside of agriculture, or, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of business, or if you're just here, we're talking kind of as an employee, you know, and on the retirement side of things, it's something that needs to be reevaluated occasionally and kind of, you know, reexamine what you're doing, whether it still makes sense for where you're trying to get to.
Yeah, and this is that time, too, where I think the word tolerance gets used a lot. You know, what's your tolerance for investing here or there?
And, yeah.
So, I mean, it really is a good chance to, like you say, reevaluate what you're doing, where you're putting it, mm-hmm. how you're putting it, and if you get those numbers to up, you can.
Yeah, and I'm talking about what the maximum contributions are, you know, going from, you know, allowing up to a $22,500 contribution to a 401k starting in January. And then, you know, if you're over 50, you can kick in an extra $7,500 as a catch-up. So, I mean, you're talking $30,000, and people say, holy cow, how can I afford to put $30,000 a year into my retirement? And, you know, I tell my employees that take the same approach that I did when I started. You know, I started out coming out of college, and, you know, my employer at that time matched up to 4%. So what did I do? You know, dumb kid coming out of college, don't have no money in the bank. I said, well, I'm going to take the 4%, right? I'm going to put in 4%, and then the company will match my 4%, and we'll be kicking 8% in. And then I started reading and talking to other people, and they said 8% ain't going to get you anywhere when it comes to wanting to retire, and you need to put more in. Well, I mean, I had a house payment, I had, you know, car payment, I had still paying off my student loans, all those types of things, and it's like, I can't afford anymore. So, you know, the first year when it came time for a raise, I thought, you know what, I'm living off of what I got now, I'm going to go ahead and contribute most of my raise to upping what I kick into my 401k. And just continued that plan to the point where it kind of built up over time. You can kind of live on what you got coming in, budget around that. And if you don't know you're getting any more because it's all getting taken out pre-tax, then, you know, you just continue to live off of what you got. And it allowed me to kind of build that up to the point where, you know, I was at that maximum. And, man, at some point in the future, I should be in a position to be able to choose to retire, not you know, hope to be in a position to do it because of that. So, you know, that's a real simple approach to it. And you know, obviously any time that I had a chance because maybe some student loans or something like that dropped off my plate and I didn't have to make those payments anymore, I could use a little of that money, too, to kind of increase what I'm doing either through the 401k or now that I've got that maxed out, maybe put some money away in non-qualified types of investments and things. And I think, like you said, you know, as we're looking at the situation we're in now, we've seen that the stocks have taken a drastic drop, and, you know, people are saying, well, is it time to get in? Is it time to get out? What do we do? I know it's a lot better time to get in right now than it was 6 months or a year ago, right? Because it's about 20% lower than what it was at that point in time. So nobody has that crystal ball, but, you know, I mean, it's as good a time as any to be doing some of those things, and I think that you got to be looking forward to the future and continuing to make those steps to get you to where you want to be. And we can all re-examine whether it makes sense to do the IRA traditional versus a Roth. You know, and I've had lots of clients that have been asking about whether it's the time to make the transition and distribute some of their IRA money and convert it to Roth contributions, you know, at a lower market. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. We just got to look at the tax brackets and determine, you know, where you're going to fall with your, you know, farm income or whatever. If that's going to push you into higher brackets, maybe it isn't the ideal time, even though the market's down. So, you know, obviously there's a little bit of, you know, sizing up the plan to your individual situation. But, you know, for most people, I think the key here is the fact that I'm guessing most of the people listening probably haven't even thought about some of these things in a long time. Haven't probably thought about the mix of the shares and the mutual funds and stuff like that they've got inside of their 401k. They've just kind of, like I said, picked it and forgot it and moved on. And so probably a good time to kind of look those things out, dust off the number for the people that are in charge of that stuff and give them a call and kind of re-examine what you're doing and whether it still makes sense.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea, too. And it's interesting you mentioned HR, Chad, because we're coming up in that time of year where a lot of businesses, individuals that work for companies and so forth, they're going to see that enrollment period come alive again, and they're going to have to go through a lot of this same thing anyway.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you're looking at your health insurance, hopefully, every year. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe your company offers a couple different options there, and again, life changes, situations change. Maybe, you know, maybe you're not as healthy as you were a year ago and you need to look at a different plan that's going to have a little bit better coverage, even though it might be more expensive. Or maybe you've done some things to help yourself be in a position where you are healthy and we can look at some options to kind of save some premium dollars, maybe up that deductible, put some money into you know, an HSA to continue to get the tax deduction and make some funds available if you decide to do something down the road. Maybe have a kid that needs braces or something like that that's not always fun to try and figure out how you're going to afford to pay for. So, you know, all those types of things, you know, that's what your HR department there is to kind of help you with a little bit. But you know, again, I think you got to circle back around and look at the professionals that you surround yourself with and whether, you know, that's your accountant or, you know, your financial planner. You know, involve them in some of those decisions, help to kind of make sure that all the pieces fit together. And, you know, it's all right once in a while to say, hey, this is outside of my comfort zone or my area of expertise, and I'm going to bring in, you know, the professional out of the bullpen to kind of help me evaluate the options and make the best decision for us and our family and our future.
Well, like I always say, I think that's a great idea because I don't change the oil in my car. There's a mechanic down the road that does a better job at that than I could ever do. And so that's really, you do need that that professional that can step in and give you a helping hand with that.
Yeah, I mean, have that person that you trust, first of all, and that has that knowledge and experience, and then lean on them a little bit. You know, I count, you know, on all my fingers and toes and everything, probably the clients that I don't hear from, but maybe once a year. And, you know, I think it's important, even though sometimes you feel a little stupid asking the question, I think it's important to kind of get that opinion from somebody else. And if nothing else, you know, it's just a pat on the back to say, yeah, I think you're going in the right direction and making the right decisions, and that makes a lot of sense. You know, but sometimes it's, like you said, something that you can't just do yourself, and you need that person, you know, with those specialties and those abilities to kind of navigate through all the factors and help you kind of pinpoint the right decision. And so, you know, that's what you have, those people in place. That's why you have those relationships. And that's why I think it's important to, you know, consistently talk to them, whether, you know, it's a couple times a year, or like I'm saying, maybe it's been 4, 5, 10 years since you really had that serious sit-down conversation, and you just need to schedule it and kind of reevaluate things. I mean, nobody likes going to the doctor and being, you know, nervous about what they're going to tell them, and I'm sure, you know, for most people, a financial checkup is the same thing, where they know that they've kind of let themselves go and probably not done everything that they were told to do, and maybe could improve things a little bit. And, you know, that's why they're nervous, right? But that kind of little jolt is maybe enough to get you motivated and going back in the right direction again.
And they should get in touch with their farm accounting firm, Corporate Farmer, and get set too. Chad, how do they reach you guys and get on the plan there?
Yeah, easy. Just give us a call, 800-472-6931, or you can always check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.
Thanks, Chad. Great information this week.
Yep, thank you. We'll talk to you later, Tim.
All right, take care. It's Chad Hansen, everybody. He is the president at Corporate Farmer, and that is our Corporate Farmer program on AM 1300 KGLO, heard every Tuesday and Thursday between 9:30 and 10:00.